Italian Wine Podcast. Cin Cin with Italian Wine People.
This podcast is brought to you by Native Grape Odyssey. Native Grape Odyssey is an educational project financed by the European Union to promote European wine in Canada, Japan, and Russia. Enjoy. It's from Europe.
Hello, thanks for tuning into the Italian Wine Podcast. Our channels are SoundCloud, iTunes, Spotify, and Himalaya FM. We're also widely available on other podcast apps. Our official website is italianwinepodcast.com, and that's all one word. If you're using iTunes, feel free to rate the podcast or write a review. Thanks. Hello, this is the Italian Wine Podcast with me, Monty Ward. My guest today is Heine Zachariasen. I didn't say that right.
No, that's fine.
Is that right? Go on, you say it. You say it.
Heine Zachariasen, yeah.
Where are you from?
Well, I'm from a small place called the Faroe Islands, which is in the middle of the North Atlantic. Not far from the UK, actually.
Okay, and what is your job title?
So I'm the founder of Vivino. We're the world's largest wine app.
You're the founder?
Yes.
Really?
Yeah.
Blimey. I didn't read the note.
No, you gotta reread the card.
Well, you're like world famous.
Go on.
Yeah. Just taking all your clothes off. Yeah. Not be that friendly. I know it's warm in the studio.
It got warmish suddenly. Yeah. It's all good.
So you founded it?
Yes, I founded it around 10 years ago.
Why? Were you a computer geek? Love wine?
Yeah, more a software guy. So I walk into a supermarket and see this wall of wine and I start thinking, so what is good, what is bad? And I don't know what to buy. So that was my fundamental problem. I thought, I can't be the only one that does know so little about wine as I do. So I thought there's got to be a solution to this problem, just like there is with books and movies and whatever. So that's why I started the company. And so more of a software guy than a wine guy. And then I go to a wine conference like this, right?
Just a reminder, the Faroe Islands belongs to which country?
It's Danish. Okay. It's a self-governing part of Denmark.
Okay, so you've got that independent spirit.
Definitely, yes.
And it's probably fairly harsh surroundings where you got to be a little bit savvy.
You got to, because it is, if enough of viewers ever, listeners ever get a chance to go, they should definitely go. It's a beautiful, beautiful place. And very, very green, but you pay for all the green with all the rain. So it rains quite a bit up there, but it's windy and rainy, but amazing place.
You had this idea, and one thing is having an idea. How did you scale it and finance it and get it up and running?
Sure. Yeah, so we've been doing this for quite a long time now. We've raised $66 million by now. We have 40 million users. So it really came step by step.
40 million users?
40 million. 20,000 people install Vivino every single day.
Really?
So, yeah. So it's a really, really big community. And usually, like with other big communities, it doesn't happen. It happens by 10 people installing a day, then 20 people, then 50 people, then hundreds of people.
Yeah, domino. Yeah,
yeah, exactly, right? So we built the product better and better, and at some point it got really, really good and started dominating the space.
Okay, so I get the app. Presumably it's a free one.
Sure.
And when I buy wine, somebody's getting a commission, and that's how it's
exactly.
So
yeah.
Just explain the mechanics. I'm a wine retailer. I've heard of Vivino. My sales are going down. How am I going to get involved with you?
Yeah, first of all, let's just go through one of the core features here. You know, you can be in a supermarket, take a picture of any bottle of wine. We'll give you ratings, interviews, anything you need to know about the wine. So that's been the driver, and people look up a wine 2 million times every day.
Well, literally, you were in the supermarket.
Sure.
And you can, I don't know, whatever
just
it is.
Take a picture of it, and you get all the information.
So how do you do it? Who developed the technology? Was that you?
No, we licensed a couple of different technologies and combined it. Really, the tech part wasn't the hard part. The hard part was the data. So actually building the data has taken us many, many years. And that's the quality of the product, is that we know every single wine in the world, which is around 10 million wines from 200,000 producers. So the biggest database of wine ever built.
Right, so when you say the basic info, like the grape variety, where it's from.
I should definitely show you.
This is
a podcast after all, but still. Yeah, so I just took a random Amarone. We use a 5-star scale. It's a 4.5. It's very highly rated.
So whose rating is that, though?
So this is our community ratings.
Okay, so it's members of the public.
No,
okay.
Exactly. And we can go down here. We get some highlights. This is a new thing we just launched. And we have computers reading through all the reviews and determine what it actually tastes like. So we were the first ones to ever sort of scale taste characteristics of a wine. So it says here, this is very bold. It's an Amarone. It's smooth. It's semi-dry and more on the softer side. And then you actually get actual tasting notes. So you know exactly what it tastes like.
It's quite nice. It's just like one. Pretty easy to understand that. You really do get a picture straight away. I've never seen this before, to my shame. I know Marion, the wine is very nice, but you're right. I mean, it is bold color, yeah. And it is pretty smooth. It's not tannic. It's smooth. I mean, it's got tannins, but it's not tannic.
I have not had this one.
Yeah, it's a little bit towards the sweeter side, but it's not really sweet as you think. And it's soft, between soft and acidic. It's kind of to the soft side, which again, most people would say, yeah.
Yeah, it's there, like, you go. Yeah. And so you get this instead of having to read all these reviews, right? Yeah. Which can be time consuming. You get a quick overview.
And repetitive.
Yeah, and then you have all the, yeah, exactly. And then you have all, you know, you can dig into the grapes, the other wines they do, the vintages, all kinds of stuff. Obviously, you can buy it too, so that's kind of cool. 54 euros in Italy for this particular one.
Do you have a photo of every single bottle or not?
Yeah, so we just announced last week, we just hit 1 billion scans in the app. So
1
we
billion.
Literally have 1 billion pictures of wine bottles.
Well, that's one for every 7 people on the planet.
Yeah, exactly right. So it's quite a lot of wine.
It's a lot of photos.
Yes, it is, it is.
So, it just seems so, I mean, you've literally described something that sounds so simple. Like, it's like giving a kid a Lego toy and giving him 5 minutes to say, all right, I've done that, what's the next one?
Yeah.
But obviously, it's a huge slog. But you've kept it simple. How did you not just get overloaded with stuff?
Yeah, that is a good question. Some people might argue there is a lot of stuff there, but we've always focused on who the target audience is. And if you're at a conference like this one, they're actually not the target audience.
Which is a trade conference.
Trade conference, yeah, exactly. So our target audience is really the casual wine drinker, the people that love wine but don't necessarily want to make it a hobby. So casual wine drinkers that say, hey, I need a quick decision, help me pick an amazing wine for tonight.
And also always focus on that. And when it actually what's in front of them in the store as well.
Exactly, yeah. And so we built some amazing features now to actually buy wine too, so you can now sort of dig into wine and determine, even based on taste. So I like a specific kind of Merlot, then you can dig into the data and actually say, hey, I want a whatever bold Merlot or something special. You actually do that with the app now.
So how much feedback do you get directly? I mean, if I get this app and I walk into a shop and I get a wine, I actually really, and it's exactly what you describe, very simply, soft, whatever, blah, blah, blah. And that was a great wine. How do I write to you and say, that was really good?
So you rate the wine inside the app, and people do that quite a lot. I sometimes compare it with Spectator and Parker and those guys. Maybe they would rate 20,000 wines a year. We get 100,000 ratings every day. So the volume and so on is just massively big. So we have a lot of ratings, a lot of reviews that we get thousands and thousands every single day.
I mean, what do you do? I mean, how do you switch off?
What do you mean, switch off as a person? Or?
Yeah, as a person, yeah.
Yeah, that's a good question.
Because you've got employees as well. It's not like this stuff gets done by itself.
No, we're 130 people, yeah. So, that's a good question. I honestly worked pretty hard the last few years. So all I've done basically is the family and doing work. So that's mostly what I do. Well, I have a boat too. I go sailing once in a while. And I actually have spent a little bit of time on YouTube too, doing some startup videos, which has been really fun. So, yeah, a little bit.
So basically, you know, you just work all the time?
I do work most of the time when I'm not with my family, yeah.
Tell me about the boat.
So it's a 35-foot Ericsson. I live in California, so it's fantastic.
In the Bay Area, isn't it?
Yeah, exactly, in the Bay Area. So it's super easy. I can drive my car down to the Sausalito Harbor and take a quick ride on the sailboat there.
So are you a U.S. citizen now? Or?
No, I'm not. I've been there for 7 years. No, I'm still a Danish citizen.
Okay, but will you become an American citizen?
That's a good question. I think it depends on the next election, though.
No. You pay tax there, I guess.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, as soon as you work there, you obviously pay tax.
Was that not a big hit for you to do that? Or was it you just had to move there just because that's where the technology was, Silicon Valley, to get this stuff done?
Yeah, I moved there for work with the full family because we always felt like if you want to be in the consumer space, you probably want to be in the U.S., you probably want to be in Silicon Valley. If you look at all the big apps in the consumer space, you probably want to be there.
How were your family about going over there? I mean, did you have kids at the time?
Yeah, I have 3 kids, and they were, one of them was teen, and so like
that's difficult,
it was very, very difficult, but you know, it's cool to move to California. 2 of them are in college in the U.S. now, so, and the youngest is still at home.
Do you ever see yourself returning back to your homeland?
Retiring? It's a good question. I think there's a really good chance we'd be living in Europe at some point, yes. I probably wouldn't want to live in the Faroe Islands. It's a little bit too small for me. But, you know, I love Copenhagen. We spent 20 years in Copenhagen, so I like that city very, very much.
Okay, just say someone has said, we've got this great model of an app.
Yeah.
And you're going to be really successful, and you're actually going to enjoy it. It'll be a little bit stressful, but, and I'm going to give you 3 choices of subjects for the app, and you're not allowed to have wine.
Yeah.
What would you choose if you had to? It could be any kind of app, not just a consumer app.
Sure. I think it would be some. So I love data, right? That's what
I didn't.
Yeah, you didn't. I know that doesn't come through. Yeah. It would definitely be something within that. I think I still think that the restaurant space, the data really isn't good enough. Even though we have massively big players to do their best, I still don't think it's good enough. So that I think, you know, could have been fun.
So, I mean, would you do that though? Disrupt?
No, I probably wouldn't.
You've done that. Yeah.
I think I've done my bit now.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think it's you're doing this for nine, almost 10 years is a massive undertaking. You know, I had full hair of head before I started. It's just a lot of work. It's pretty stressful, and it's been amazing. You meet amazing people. It's an amazing journey. It's just fantastic to, you know, people come to you and appreciate what you've built. I love building stuff, so it's been a fantastic journey, but it's also hard work.
Yeah, for sure. So you're going to be locked away for a couple of weeks, but you've got all your favorite foods with you and your family, and you can take three Italian wines with you.
Yeah.
So you can take a red, a white, and a speciality like a Fizz or a Vinsanta or something like that.
Okay. You know, you're asking me a question within a subject I don't have a lot of knowledge, but I love drinking wine. I'm definitely not an expert. That is a good...
That's probably why you've been so successful. Yeah. You haven't got into the minutiae. We all get tied up with that.
Yeah,
we're
exactly.
So close to it, we can't see the trees or the vines.
I do remember, though, that... that the best, I think actually still might be the highest rated wine in our database, is an Italian wine. You want to guess before I say it?
Not a Brunello or something.
It's a Sassicaia 1985.
Oh, okay. All right. Yeah. Well,
So I would have brought that one, definitely. Okay. And then I would find some sparkling, maybe if it's Italian. You know, Italians drink a lot of champagne. They love champagne. So I would find some sparkling with a similar style as champagne, and then about the wider.
So a traditional method then?
Yeah, probably, yeah.
Okay, so Franciacorta, probably.
Could be, yes. And then with the wide, I'm not sure what I would go for, honestly. I'd probably ask for some advice.
Something from Etna, or something from Veneto, Suave, Verdicchio.
Did you see the guy that presented the island, was the Vermentino grape?
Frescobaldi.
Yeah, exactly. That grape is actually quite nice, depending on how it's done. It can be very buttery, but this was pretty good, actually.
Okay, that was from the comments. Yeah. Okay, all right. Incredible story.
Thank you.
You know, if I sat next to you on the bus, I'd be like, oh, this guy's, you know, he's an accountant or something.
Yeah, he probably is.
He's got a check shirt. You know, he's obviously got a very interesting job. But I think your secret is you've made this impenetrably vast and complex and contradictory industry that we are in, with a couple of swipes and a screen, you're already feeling confident about buying what's in front of you, and that's a really big achievement.
Thank you very
much. Obviously, it's not like you've been successful by luck. You had a great idea. The simple ideas are the best, but you scaled it.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah. Appreciate that.
So, Heino, I want to say thank you very much to you. I do hope you go back to the Faroes at some stage and just don't lose contact with your...
No, I definitely won't. My parents are there, so it's done.
Yeah, but you're in a great place, San Fran area. I mean, outside of wine, do you have any sort of... You've come across as a very sociable, caring kind of guy. And obviously San Francisco is very wealthy, but also very poor.
Yeah.
Do you do anything in terms of trying to stuff that helps people that maybe have been a little bit less fortunate in life?
I think better citizen. I think I have not done enough of that, honestly, yet, but I definitely want to do it at some point. I think the closest I've gotten to it is really doing something which I really enjoy, and that's helping younger startups and companies. I speak to a lot of those people. I mean, that's usually people that are pretty fortunate in themselves, but no, it's something I want to do more of in the future, for sure.
Cool. Alrighty.
Thank you very much for having me on. It's been a pleasure.
No worries. It's been a real pleasure for me. I'm the world's technophobe. I can just about work an iPhone. I can just about find the settings to turn the ringer off, you know. So, and you just make it look so simple on your phone, but it is the design as well. It's kind of a friendly design. It's not like really flashing lights, all that kind of stuff. Just easy
simple.
Peasy.
Keep it simple.
Yeah. Nice one. Really
thank you very
pleasure.
Much. Pleasure.
This podcast has been brought to you by Native Grape Odyssey. Discovering the true essence of high-quality wine from Europe. Find out more on nativegrapeodyssey.eu. Enjoy. It's from Europe.
Follow Italian Wine Podcast on Facebook and Instagram.